from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Manning government in Trinidad and Tobago struggles to move forward without the backing of the Pandey-led opposition.
For the House to meet, they will have to arrive at an agreement on a speaker, because neither side can get its way.
The alleged mastermind behind the recent coup attempt in Haiti has been held in the neighbouring Dominican Republic, and more than a dozen prison officers in Barbados have been suspended. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Trinidad and Tobago, President Arthur Robinson's choice of Prime Minister was expected to end the 1818 election stalemate that resulted from the December 10 national poll. But today, Prime Minister Patrick Manning and his government stand at the crossroads, unsure whether they can govern beyond the next 4 months. Former Prime Minister, now opposition leader Basdio Pandey, has scuttled an agreement he made to cooperate with the President's choice of Prime Minister to allow the government to convene the parliament. Having not been selected, Mr. Pandey is now saying the president violated the constitution and that the government of Prime Minister Manning is unconstitutional. However, as Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain, Prime Minister Manning has not helped his own cause by his cabinet appointments.
The constitution of Trinidad and Tobago is quite clear. On the first day of the sitting of the House of Representatives, the House must elect